We have, well, first off, Randy throws this out there. One of my favorite lines he ever drops.
Thank you.
Good looking out.
Thank you.
Good looking out.
And Ace pretends like he knows what that means.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, good looking out. Yeah.
Thank you. Good looking out.
Thank you.
Hey. Hello, Ace.
Hi.
I really think that this is another good week for you. I think song selection was on point. And when you do hit that, the false and then high, it's like, it's very surprising.
Yeah.
Surprising in a great way. And take more risks, because you are, I agree with Randy, better than you even...
Than I know.
Than I know. And then Ace takes out a picture of himself, and he puts it up onto his mouth, and he's like... All up onto his own picture.
I missed that part.
Can you believe he did that on America, on national television? That can't help his chances. All right, then Cal's going to bring us back down to earth for a second.
And I know that Mozart and Beethoven are the
That's
experts
right.
here.
Oh, of course. We
However, Mr. Naive, Ignorant Simon doesn't think it was one of
the best. Oh, he's looking for sympathy. Simon's looking for sympathy. Ryan, get in here.
How come he's looking for sympathy now because of
that? I don't know.
Okay, and then there's this awkward exchange between Seacrest and Bobby Brady. When, like, they're like, hey, Bobby, you know, hey, you did a good job singing and everything, but loosen up, man, loosen up. And then he, like, starts trying to remove his shirt.
Yeah.
Is he trying to take the shirt off? Just untuck it?
Or questionable.
What was he doing? Like, Seacrest, get off of him. What are you doing, man?
It was funny because Simon was telling Bobby to vacate the premises immediately. Get off the stage! Don't let him do it.
And so, yeah, Seacrest's imaginary girlfriend is totally furious over the whole thing. Mm-hmm. All right, then your boy, salty hair guy.
Salty hair.
Isn't that what you call that?
No. It's gray.
Gray hair. Is he dumb or not? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Does he really always... Is he born this way or does he act this way? That's the question. Where he's doing the weird, like, you know, like, I've got rigor mortis and I'm dancing around like a dead man thing, you know, working. And then there's this.
Wasn't my favorite song choice, but you're one of my favorites.
Woo! I'll take that. What's good about that?
He's one of Paula's favorites. Maybe he's going to get some special treatment.
Like?
I don't know. Or Corey Clark action. That'd be kind of gross, though, wouldn't it? Someone actually older than Paula.
Somebody who looks older than
actually
Paula.
Like, isn't he like 25? He's
29, I think. No, he is 29, trust me.
Okay.
Fine. Idol on Fox. Here we go. Taylor Hicks, 29 years old, Birmingham, Alabama. And I click, he has a very frightening picture. Save image as, and I will put that up on
matchsticks.com. He's screaming at kids to get off his lawn in that picture.
Looks like he's trying to grit his teeth together. He's on X or something in there. I don't know what he's doing. Hey, you have thoughts on American Idol for us?
Well, yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
About American Idol?
Yeah.
Well, actually, only thing I knew about it is that the one guy from Raleigh, North Carolina, and Fantasia, the black chick, she's from High Point or Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
She's not on the show anymore. She won a couple years back.
And the other dude from Raleigh, you know, the Caucasian. He's from Raleigh, but they're both from North Carolina. They were two of the first winners, yeah.
And you're from North Carolina, right?
But of course.
So you like them representing North Carolina?
Oh, Lord, we just represent everything, including, you know, we got Roy Williams too. So we're just doing it. But however, I do some kind of way. Someone gave me an authentic American Idol T-shirt.
An authentic American Idol T-shirt.
Yes.
Wow.
Just, you know, in other words, you just can't buy it anywhere.
Was it like worn by Clay Aiken or something, or?
I don't know who it was worn, but it fits me fine. I want to sell it.
You want to sell it?
Yeah.
I don't understand what's authentic about it.
It's the real deal. It's not, you know, in other words.
It can sing?
Pardon me?
It can sing, unlike those other loser American Idol t-shirts.
Oh, please, I can sing. But
you can
sing? I have an American Idol.
You know what that means?
T-shirt.
You need to sing for us. Come on.
For a small fee.
For a small fee, huh?
About free radio airplay.
Yeah, you guys on the radio. I want to hear some music, but yeah.
No, come on, go ahead and sing for us if you're so good.
I am. I'm better than good.
Well, let's hear it, girl. Whip it out for us.
Well, I'm not into it this morning. But
all right, here we go. In three,
thank you.
Two, one, sing.
La 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 la. I don't have my my fan club. This is fan club. They're not here.
Did you sing the Family Ties theme? Is that what that was?
No.